If the organizers of the fifth annual incarnation of the Green Living Festival have their way, the Mitchell Park Domes will brim over with people eager to learn the how-tos of projects such as solar-powered irrigation and electricity-free carpentry. There's a whole potpourri of activities going on tomorrow at the Domes, and WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz talked with one of the festival presenters who's hoping to inspire people to think poultry.
It's hard to tell who's more excited about
Herman, Mrs. Oliver, Georgie, and Cow.
The speckled Sussexes who live in the Lane's backyard. Jessica Lane, who had animals when she was a girl, or her daughter Ella.
What I like is how fluffy their feathers are.
Mom, Jessica, may love animals, but her interest in chickens is pragmatic.
I really wanted to get into sustainability, like more sustaining ourselves as a family. Gardening and everything is a lot of work. And my husband wasn't as fond of that idea, but I've always been the critter girl, so it was like, oh, we'll just start with animals. So we got our Angora rabbits, which we use for fiber, and then I was like, chickens.
7-year-old Ella already seems to grasp the sustainability message. To her, beyond their fluffy feathers, Herman, Mrs. Oliver, Georgie, and Cow mean fresh eggs, and when they stop laying, they mean meat.
And when we kill the chickens, it's like this special vein right here that actually helps them die.
And so
it goes really slowly, and then they start closing their eyes, and they still, and then like they start moving around their feathers. It's really crazy.
Jessica is largely self-taught in the art of chicken husbandry.
There's a lot of research online, reading books, which is how I pretty much roll. I mean, when I slaughtered my ruse, I just did a lot of reading and then was like, all right, I hope this works, and did it. So it's a lot of that, and it's a lot of making little mistakes and hoping they're big mistakes.
On that note, Jessica gives me a tour of her outdoor installation, which she constructed herself.
It's just it's a 4x4 box for the coop and a 10x5 kennel. And I'm inordinately proud of the fact that I only spent money on locks. I get everything. Everything's repurposed, including the kennel somebody gave me.
She says what she's out to do, besides feeding her family sustainably, is teaching people what's not true about maintaining your own brood.
A lot of people are concerned about, like, noise, which we're standing right next to them, and there's not much, even though one of my ducks is...
Yes, Jack and Jill, Lane's two Muscovy ducks, are part of the menagerie, but not part of this story.
Biting one of my chickens for some reason. You're not hearing a lot of anything, really. People are concerned about, like, pests and waste and smell. It's not too bad. I end up just putting wood chips in the bottom in the spring and the fall, especially just when it gets muddy and wet. They're great. They're fun to watch. And the eggs are out of this world. Fantastic. I think I had 2 omelets yesterday, one for breakfast and one for lunch.
So how often do you get eggs?
Well, let's go see what's in there.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, here's a duck egg.
Beautiful. A duck egg.
A big duck egg?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
they all laid today, which is pretty common. And usually I get
four or five
eggs every single day. Like, I don't think since they started laying, I don't think that I've ever gotten less than 4 eggs.
I'm curious.
And this is year-round?
It peters off in the winter. Mm-hmm. They actually just started laying a month and a half ago. Okay.
As for coop upkeep, Lane says she chose the deep litter method.
You clean it out twice a year. You kind of put new wood chips on, mix it up, and the bottom is composting already.
That compost, Lane says, is the stuff of magnificent soil.
And then every couple weeks I empty out the chickens' dust bath, which is just a box with sand in it, and refill it with play sand.
So far, Lane says 14 people have gotten chicken permits in Milwaukee. With time, she hopes to cultivate lots more. There is a small obstacle, however. Milwaukee's ordinance allowing people to raise chickens expires May 24th of this year. Because not everyone was delighted with the idea of chickens clucking and laying eggs around town, Milwaukee's Common Council must reauthorize their legalization. Lane remains optimistic.
We definitely ask for a lot of support and a lot of phone calls, letters. We had a postcard campaign, actually, about 2 months before the ordinance got voted on that had a big picture of the chicken, and I live in your district and I want hens in my yard. And so people filled that out and we delivered like stacks of them to the aldermen.
She's hoping that kind of energy will propel the chicken permitting rule forward. Lane shares her own enthusiasm as well as a couple of her speckled Sussexes, where or whenever she can. Although 7-year-old Ella is a great ambassador, she won't be at the Mitchell Park Domes demonstration. There's not room for both her and the chicken's coop in her mom's car. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with the official and unofficial voices of Cream City Hens, Jessica Lane and her daughter Ella. Chickens are just part of the palette at tomorrow's 5th Annual Green Living Festival taking place at the Mitchell Park Domes. You can find a link to more information from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one more break, and then, just in time for the holiday, we'll learn the history of the beloved Judy Garland film, Easter Parade. That's coming up next on Lake Effect.